It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-8-4, the number one hit music station, Zero MK, Joel D.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Playhouse mailbag situation from family member Bailey today. She says, let me go ahead and say I would never cheat on my boyfriend. Well, there's no way this is going to go a good place after that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let me go ahead and say I would never cheat on my boyfriend, she says, ever. But there's this new guy in my office who is so attractive. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of crushing on him a little bit. He's just great to look at and smart, too. He's married and unavailable, and even if he wasn't, I love my boyfriend. But I'm curious if people tell their partners about feelings like this when they notice somebody is just so attractive. Do you be open and point out, hey, I interacted with this person and they were so good looking? Or do you just keep that to yourself? I don't really see the value of sitting down and being like, hey, I have this new male coworker. He is so attractive. Why? Why would you tell that to one of your good friends at work or something? I don't know why you would do that.
And she said, I find this guy so attractive, but he's taken. What do you mean? There's no chance anything is ever going to happen with you two. He's in a relationship. You're in a relationship. Why? And the fact, though, I think it's a red flag that she thinks this guy is so good looking.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to almost like villainize the fact that he's good looking, too, though, when you tell your partner. If you're going to do it, it's almost like a celebrity, like, well, like, too good look. You know, like, this dude is like, why does he even work where I work? You know, that's the only way you'd be able to say it. Be like,
the rest of us are ugly. I don't
this dude's a smoke show. Like, that's the only way you could probably justify it. Because I could tell you this much. I know I'm not a smoke show. If you came home and said, like, there's a cute guy there, I might be a little offended. I might be a little insecure about that. But if you came home and was like, this dude's like a supermodel gorgeous, like, why is his cheekbones? Makes no sense. The hair makes no sense. Why is he working with us? Why is he a coworker of mine? Like, if you play it up like that,
there's
no
point of that conversation. If about a year ago, Amy had gone home and said, Steven, I got to tell you about this man who just rolled into our workplace in a van. When he went out of that van, it was like a rock show because smoke was coming from it. At least it was in my heart. The guy is just an Adonis. He is just the definition of what a man should be. If she went home and talked about how hot her new coworker is, you know who would not want her coming in here every day? Steven.
That's what I was going to say. If it rolled or reversed and he was telling me about this new coworker, we got this new front desk lady. She's so good looking. You know what? There would be no front desk. There would be no building.
I'm going to burn the front desk down.
You know? You're sick a couple days. Kind of missed that Amy K. Arson. I did.
Yeah, there was no burning the last 2 days. We could say that much.
Well, just don't mention it because that would hurt my feelings if someone said that to me.
So don't play it up and make it like more than it should be. Because I feel like if you overplay it or downplay it, you're going to get in trouble if you downplay it.
Just
right?
Don't say anything.
Don't say only to the girlfriends or what?
Maybe just keep that to yourself. I mean, if you're going to say it to anybody, it's a female.
Right.
We'll never say anything or do anything with that information, I would think. 237, it's text 3527. Does she just keep that and bury it inside and let it give her an ulcer? Or does she openly say this to her guy? Well, hi, it's Playhouse. Why not E4 in the middle of a mailbag situation for Playhouse family member Bailey, who described that she really very much loves her boyfriend, absolutely would never cheat on him, but oh, she's got this new male coworker that she just thinks is so attractive, kind of crushing on him, would never do anything, but has a crush on him. And she's like, in a relationship, you know, you're supposed to be open and honest, right? Do you ever like just say, hey, oh boy, I have this new coworker I think so attractive. Do you admit these crushes or no way?
I think it depends what kind of contact you have with him.
Daily.
Because if you're working with him, I think that's going to create a lot of doubt.
You think there's a lot of situations where somebody can be like, hey, romantic partner, I have a crush on this person. I think they're really attractive, and that's going to just be totally fine conversation?
It depends on your partner, because some people are really, really jealous. You know, I mean, sometimes they see things when there really isn't even anything there. Been through that before, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think if you just randomly talk about how attractive somebody else is, they don't have to be a jealous person and be offended by that. That's weird.
Yeah, I think if hearing that from your partner, like, that would make you think other things. Like, why are you telling me this? And it's not good for the relationship.
I think you got to keep it at the, you know, the hall pass celebrity list. You know, you get the 10 on the list. I think you keep it at that because if you even make the joke that, you know, pretty boy coworker is now going to be on that list, I think you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. You know what? There's just certain people that need to learn that life isn't a joke and they just keep their mouth shut sometimes because they keep getting themselves in trouble with romantic partners.
I mean, all I got to say, if there's a good looking man, if a good looking man walked into Y94 right now, no offense to any of the men that are here, particularly you and me and even E. But at the same time, if somebody walked in here like a Morgan Evans, we'll say, right? That's one of my main
crushes.
I don't
know who that is. I have no... Tell me someone I know.
That's the only...
Justin Bieber walks in.
I don't really have a man crush on him. He's a good-looking kid. But I truly have
no idea who Morgan Evans is.
Yeah, he's just working for me.
Your story's ruined.
He's a pretty boy. Okay?
Ruined!
Even like Freddie Prinze Jr. Let's go with him then.
Okay, he's a pretty man.
He's a very good-looking man. Okay, Zero now sees... Like, if he walked in here, I would be like... Oh my God, babe. Oh my God. The most, he's handsome. He's good looking. I would crush over him. I would
this
say that out loud.
This needs to be like Scarlett Johansson walking in for this to work, though.
If Scarlett Johansson worked
in, a female romantic partner of yours.
Is there a chance you would leave your fake romantic partner in this situation to go with Morgan Evans?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be that trust in the relationship that I should be able to say something to that extent.
But it's not the same. There is a chance you could leave this romantic partner
for your coworker.
For your story to work, it needs to be a female, I think is what Amy's
saying. No, I'm saying, okay, so let's say it's Kelsey Ballerini, whatever, or if it's Halsey, something like
that. All these celebrities.
Megan Fox. So, like, I'm just saying, like, real life, if Megan Fox was just a normal human, she walked in here, she's doing middays, I'd be like, guess what? Here's a lady. How you doing? Now I'm in trouble. I get it.
For this to work, you have this girlfriend you're committed to, and you say, honey, we just hired this beautiful afternoon person. Her name's Jessica, and she's so wonderful, and wow, if we weren't together, I got a crush on her. That's not okay.
But I wouldn't say if we weren't together. I wouldn't say that, because we're together.
I got such a crush on her. Wow, she's so beautiful. One of those beautiful women I've ever seen. You're going to have a conversation that's not going to be positive.
I get it now. Okay, you talked me into
wow.
It.
I would say definitely never, ever, ever, ever. Especially if it's someone that you know and that you see. I did it one time. I saw one of my friend's like boyfriend was cute, and I mentioned it. And forget it. I never heard the end of it. It was harmless, but it created such a strife in our relationship that it's not worth it. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, text club really thinking just this one's got to stay under the hat, huh?
Yeah, most people are saying don't say anything. Someone did say one mistake a lot of people make in relationships is tending to believe they need to tell their partner every little thing that pops in their head. Of course, you're going to find other people attractive. He's going to find other people attractive. Being in a relationship doesn't mean you're going to lose the ability to find others attractive. It just means you use a higher power of thinking not to act on those feelings. You're also not supposed to tell your boyfriend, girlfriend every time you see a hot person. I don't think you need to say anything at all, especially because you're in a relationship. So is the coworker.
Yeah, I mean, you don't become blind to other people's attractiveness when you're in a relationship. But that doesn't mean you need to advertise it every time you see somebody in real life or on television or whatever. Like, your partner probably is just as aware when somebody beautiful has walked by or has shown up on the TV as you are. You don't have to catcall them and sorry, honey, I had to catcall the TV because dang.
That was
she didn't need to do it.
Beautiful. Yeah, I get it now. You're going to get smacked. I get it. Don't say anything, Bailey.
Now, it does. I feel like we kind of accidentally got a glimpse as to why somebody's gotten in trouble before in their life. But, you know, that's a segment for another day.
I mean, I will say it out loud.
Yeah. Don't. Did you learn anything from this?
I will say it out loud. You better love me because I love you. And I will say it out loud because I hope. I mean, you know what? I'll probably make a comment for you. Be like, that was a good looking man. And then I'll see what you would say. And then we'll both be like, okay, high five. He had nice hair. He had a great hair day going for himself today.
I think we need to put together is maybe like a side project, like a human relationship obedience school.
Yes.
Well, just a test.
I just need to find a female Joel D is what I need to find.
I wouldn't want to meet that person.
No.